it's Flo, and this is my impression of a person having a phone conversation in the elevator.
What? Yeah, no, I'm in the elevator. The elevator! Yeah! Anyway, I bundled our home and auto insurance through Progressive. No, bundled! We're gonna save big bucks now. No, bucks! Bucks!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Blog Talk Radio.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now just to thank you, Lord God, to give you all honor and praise. Father God, just touch each and every person that's on this call tonight, Lord God. Arrest their hearts, Lord God, where they be hungry for your word. Heavenly Father, just smear us with your love and surround us with your loving arms next to you, Lord God. Let us hear your very heartbeat, Father God. We just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you will go through this line and touch each heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow, what a beautiful prayer and what a motivating way to start Motivational Mondays Power Hour. Hello, everyone. My name is Victoria Mancheri. I am the executive producer for Victorious Radio and Communications, LLC, and I'm very excited tonight to present to you Motivational Mondays, the Power Hour, with Evangelist LaShawn Gabriel Bryant and Minister Maria Wright. As friends, followers, and supporters of First This Ministry and Second The Radio Station, I would like to extend a personal thank you for joining us and our mission to establish God's kingdom here on earth and to speak the true unadulterated word of God. We look forward to bringing forth a host of guests and ministry leaders in effort to create an enlightened pathway to God's purpose. We are prayerful that the messages delivered through this Christian Talk and Teach broadcast will help others to walk out the word of God through ministries, in lives, on jobs, within families, and certainly among our leaders. We welcome the opportunity to pray for others and establish a line of prayer throughout the world. We pray to strengthen the body of Christ with equipment, armor, and understanding while creating faith, hope, and abundance in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Also, please be sure to stay tuned for the Bible verse breakdown, which is a detailed explanation on the meaning of God's word as we seek to apply on daily terms. That will be conducted later in the show. So with that being said, let's go and be about our Father's business in the name of Jesus Christ. If you would like to listen by computer, please feel free to join our chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. And of course, you may contact us by phone. Our Blog Talk call-in discussion number is 347-855-8877. So let's start with the rules for the forum. First, we would ask that all are to respect all at all times. No badgering, as the assembly is created to be safe and nurturing. In the end, we agree to disagree. Please, absolutely no profanity, as we choose to keep this forum clean in his presence. And prayer requests are certainly welcome. Last but certainly not least, if you need to address the forum, please press 1, and when appropriate, we will acknowledge you and permit your entrance into the show. So let's get this Motivational Monday Christian Talk and Teach broadcast started by giving a warm welcome for the leading ladies, Evangelist LaShawn Gabriel O'Brien and Minister Maria Wright.
Good evening.
Hey there. How are you?
Wonderful.
Great. Well, happy Motivational Monday. Thank you once again for coming and pouring out into others, as we appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate being on here.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys do what you all do on a daily basis. I'm ready to get motivated.
Amen.
Yes, I'm motivated.
Amen.
Y'all ready?
Yes,
let's do it.
All right, let's do this then. Okay, I'm excited about tonight's topic. Amen. We have a guest on the line, Pastor Chris.
Yay!
Pastor Chris has come on the line with us this evening just to share a little bit of her message that she shared at the conference this year. So, Pastor Chris, have your way.
Amen. Well, I just wanted to first say what a privilege. Thank you guys for including me in your tight-knit family group and allowing me to be myself and just, you know, it's a privilege to have a platform and to be able to speak to the women of God. So I appreciate that. Amen?
I appreciate
Amen.
You.
Amen. I wanted to... I definitely still have a lot in my spirit about worship, so I do have some nuggets tonight on worship. But I wanted to start at Ephesians 4, and I'll begin to read Ephesians 4 and 11. It says that, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And it says, for the perfecting of the saints, and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So tonight and each time I come as a pastor in the body, I want to be used to perfect the saints. I want to get them ready for the work of the ministry. I want all of us listening to be edified and built up by the words that I would speak and different things that come out of those fivefold ministries, which I would love to come back and talk about at another time, actually go through each one and explain what an apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, all those things, what they do in operation, what's supposed to be expected from them as gifts. But that's what they are. They're gifts that God gave us. God gave us pieces of himself so that we will be perfected in the Word of God and be equipped to do the work of the ministry. So more than just speaking words tonight, my prayer is that we be equipped for the work that God has for us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Word of God says that in Proverbs 4 and 7, it says that wisdom is the principal thing. So he wants us to get wisdom, and the NIV version says that if it costs you all that you have, we have to get wisdom, we have to get revelation, we have to get an understanding of what the Word is saying, how to use it in our everyday lives. So I want to be the catalyst concerning worship so that the body of Christ and those, everybody within, you know, under the sound of my voice, that you will be stretched in the area of worship. You will have a complete, full understanding of what it is going on, the dynamics that are going on when you go forward and worship God. And that when you have an understanding of something, the enemy can't snatch that. And that's the exciting part. He cannot rob you of what you have an understanding of. And more importantly, yeah, intimacy and just getting to know God in a more intimate way is what we all desire, I believe. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So I'll start with defining worship. I have here is the, and I got this out of Webster's, the act of showing respect and love for God. It is actually an excessive admiration of him. It is us pouring our love out to him. And is also defined as reverence offered. So it's something that we're offering to the Lord for all that he's done for us and the love that we have for him. We have an outward show. We use our voice. We express how we feel about God through worship. More than just a slow song. More than just that. But I mean, the older saints used to say they were on a honeymoon with Jesus, and we would laugh at them and, oh, what are they talking about? But I understand now. This is a love affair. This is a love affair with God, with Jesus. We love on him, and we lavish him with all that we have, and he responds to us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I hear
honeymoon with Jesus. I like
honeymoon.
That.
They used to say it. The saints, you know, they'd sit there in their amen corner, and she would say, "Ooh, me and Jesus on a honeymoon," and I was just thought they were a little loopy. But as I got older in God, and I started to realize that the word, you know, the word is good for food, but it becomes dessert to you. It becomes more than food. It becomes a life essence, and his presence means more to you as the more you are in God and the more intimate you become with him. You see it as a honeymoon, a love affair. He's the lover of our soul.
And it
takes a person of maturity, like I said, to identify, okay, what is it that we're doing? We're worshiping a God that we can't see, but faith declares that we can pour out that love through the area of worship, and he receives it. He receives our voice. He receives what we give to him. And a lot of people, they feel maybe that their voice is not, you know, where it should be, but it's also beautiful to him. And, it's called the sacrifice of praise for a reason. I've heard people say, well, you know, I couldn't open my voice, so I was in pain, or this was going on and that was going on. But if we have an understanding that if we worship him through that, oh, my God, that's what the sacrifice of praise is, when we find it hard to open our mouths, when we don't feel like lifting our hands or, you know.
Yes.
It's a sacrifice of praise, and he cannot resist that. He honors that. He loves that. So we have to fight through many times, especially as women, hormones and everything else going on. We press past that place, and we give him that sacrifice. He meets us right there, and all our needs get met.
Wow.
So, man, I, And, you know, it's a place where the enemy can't touch you. He can't touch you in that secret place.
That hiding place.
Yes.
Yes.
Under the cleft of the rock. And all, when you're surrounded and enveloped with the presence of God, the enemy can't touch you. And this was so pivotal in my life because I came from a lot of, you know, abuse and drug addiction and all of that. And without anybody laying hands on me, which, you know, people of God, they embrace you, they love on you, they lay hands on you. But the Word of God is sitting there and allowing the Word to transform my life and lifting my voice and worshiping Him was pivotal in my life. It was so pivotal for change and transformation and healing and all of those things. So there may be times when you can't even open a Bible, but you can stand in the midst of your bedroom or your living room and just begin to open your mouth to God and tell Him how awesome He is. And He'll meet you at that place every single time. Every single time. He will. Absolutely.
He will.
So, He will. He will. I have here that worship is an expression of relationship. I know we've heard that, you know, the rocks will cry out if we don't praise them. Let everything praise the Lord. But then when it comes to the area of worship, He says He's seeking for true worshipers. Why would God have to seek for that? Because it's not easily and readily found. It's like anybody can praise God. The rock can cry out if we don't. But worship takes relationship. It takes the, listen, Lord, in your presence, I'm naked. I'm undone. You see all anyway. And it takes another level to really enter into that place. So, yes. Praise and worship, two very distinct things, very different. Worship takes relationship and a knowledge that the lover of your soul. Yes.
Pastor Chris, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you tell us the difference between praise and worship?
Yes. Praise is to speak highly of the Lord. We praise Him. Many scriptures talk about praise Him with the cymbal. Praise Him with the dance. You know, lift your voice. Praise is to speak highly. But worship, when you come to worship, that is an adoration. It is extravagant love poured out. It is an intense, you know, the worship, praise precedes it, comes before worship. It is likened unto the marital relationship. Praise, and then a deeper result is the Holy of Holies place, the worship place, where you ascend to that place. Scripture tells us, who can ascend to the hill of the Lord? So you start out at praise, it gets you into the gate. You know, come into His, we've heard the scripture all the time. Come into His gate with thanksgiving and praise. But then to get to the Holy of Holy place, that is another level altogether. The deeper relationship. And I found that in my own life, that it was a progression. The longer that I pondered on the love of God and the things that He had done for me, I was able to enter into the Holy of Holy place easier because I knew that I wasn't worthy. I knew that I had no business to be loved like He was loving me. And I was able to strip away and enter into, listen, I'm just full abandon into God, just crying out. And, you know, it's likened unto the spirit of Hannah. And it's like a lot of times, you know, praise involves that topical, you know, clapping of your hands and, you know, very topical things. But to address the Lord and, Lord, I love You, I worship You. And to Hannah, what she had going on was a desperation, and her heart was just so inclined to God. So the two very distinct, but one precedes the other. You enter, your praise gets you in, the worship gets you right straight to the heart of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
I choose to worship.
Amen. We've learned, we've heard about the army of Jehoshaphat, how they worship and fell on their face, and their enemies were slain. They were confounded. He set up ambushments. So it's like the fight to get to that place where you're hidden is worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it to strip away how you're going to look to people. If I start, you know, get on my knees in the sanctuary, nobody does that. Or if I lift my hands, or if I cry out, hallelujah. Or if I, Lord, I love you, are they going to look at me strange? Or if my tears begin to fall and I start, you know, expressing my love to God, am I going to be, you know, ridiculed, or am I going to be looked at like, we have to totally get outside of that and into the presence of God. He meets us there, and it's a divine, blessed and anointed place.
Amen. No one else matters.
And it's an all-consuming fire, because the closer we get to him, he's a fire. He's going to burn away whatever's not like him.
Amen.
The closer we get to him. And I think sometimes I witness different things going on in the sanctuary. When we feel that all-consuming fire, oh, I got to go, I got to get up, you know, it's getting too hot in here, I can't sit here. If we will stay there and sit there and let God do the pruning and do the shaping and do surgery, just sit in that place and stay in that place, we'll be so blessed. We'll come out brand new. Brand new.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amen.
And I'm talking about not even nobody laid hands on you, which, you know, I'm a proponent of that. I love that, because God made us that way. He told us to do that, to stir up and to heal and to touch. But it doesn't take that sometimes. If you have a relationship, you can be transformed right where you stand. I'm telling you, the word is so powerful. It's like his presence is so powerful. It's like it's enough all by itself to fix whatever's broken or whatever's lacking. I'm telling you, I love the presence. I'll be here in my house going ham. We put on the music. I'm just like, God, I love you. For no other reason that he rescued me. I just love you. I don't want anything. I just love you for all that you've done for breath and life and deliverance.
Yes, yes, yes.
And change. I appreciate. Oh, God, I just.
Yes.
And it gets better and better and better. As time, it just gets more glorious.
Jesus.
More glorious. One of the things that I try to do is to, for lack of a better word, I'm going to use the word train, to help people train their spirit to not resist the fire of God and the glory of God, to stay there long enough to allow the Holy Spirit to do what he needs to do, and to get them out of the habit of maybe just singing a couple songs and let's move to the next thing, and stay in the presence until he releases us.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the liberty. Yeah, and I love that you guys allow for that. I love that, you know, that you allow the Holy Spirit to flow and how you flow with each other, because it's so important, again, because we're gifts. We're gifts to the body. And he left us, but he gave gifts unto men, pieces of himself. And it's so important that we have such a balance. You have, you know, evangelists, you have, you know, pastors there, prophets, and all these things in operation so that the people can be edified and built up.
Amen.
Yeah, I know they're not used to a lot of times. It's like, okay, we've been singing for 20 minutes. but if we'll stay in that place, the longer you stay in that place, I'm telling you, you'll see angelic manifestation. You'll see such glorious. I've been in meetings with Benny Hinn and Joyce Myers and Oral Roberts, and I'm telling you, one of the meetings we were there for 4 hours, 4 hours, and nobody could move. This was thousands of people. No one could move. The presence of God was so tangible. And Pastor Benny Hinn, he just started singing some little simple song. And he don't have the greatest voice, but it just ushered in, and the people, the corporate anointing, which means the assembly, everybody together was on one accord. I'm telling you, such a manifestation of God's glory. I'm turned out. I love the presence of the Lord. And I want to keep pushing the envelope.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I want to keep pushing that envelope. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I told Evangelist LaShawn, I said, let's do a shut-in.
Yeah.
Close the doors.
Oh, yeah, we're working on it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, I'm telling you.
Oh, you know, Pastor Chris, just feeling the love of God. It's a love like no other.
When yes.
Just stay there and stay in him, in his presence. And like you said, just allow him to process you. Because,
yes.
You know, he removes all of the hurt and all of the pain and all, you know, he goes in and does a deep surgery on you. But when you come out,
my God.
And even in the midst of the surgery, the because the anointing is so strong, it's a drunkenness that, you know, no liquor could ever match. You know what I'm saying?
Cause yes.
It's a high that a drug could never get you. It's just a love of him just holding you and loving on you, not because of what you've done, but just because you're here.
Yeah.
For no other reason.
Right. And you feel that. It's tangible. It really is. And I really believe in... I've been, you know, I see it in scripture that God has a really special place in his heart for women. Women in worship, he cannot deny our worship. Even we see where there was a woman who came to him, and he said, this gift is not for the dogs, but for the children of Israel. And she said, truth, Lord, but even dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
Yeah.
So it's like, He you would think that he's pushing her away, but he's really pulling worship out of her. And when she begins to worship, he can't deny it. He blesses her. The women each time just ministering to him, pouring out our tears over him, pouring out our alabaster box, releasing a fragrance. I'm telling you, there's something when women especially get together. You look at it in the congregation, we the first ones, there's something going on. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
We be the first one at the altar. Oh, we share our feelings. We hug each other. We're crying. You don't even know the person next to you. I'm telling you, there's something in that.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. I love the corporate assembly with the men there. I love seeing men in worship. But I look forward to it. My ministry is to women. I look forward to that. There is something extraordinary when the women of God figure out that perfume and how to release it to God and what it does to him, how he loves that fragrance. I'm telling you, we're unstoppable. We're unstoppable.
And, you know, when you all were talking about that at the retreat, that just really blessed me because – I know what the word says about being a fragrance unto God, but being a person who loves perfume.
Yeah.
But that particular, and I mean, I love different fragrances. I try to wear a different fragrance every day, but that's just because just to think that is a fragrance, you know, we're talking about the fragrance of a perfume that we like or a cologne or whatever, or oil even. But you just to know that your worship is a fragrance to him.
Yes, yes.
And just how much that means to him. And one of you all said the analogy of trash, you know. Do you want to be trash?
Yeah,
or be
yeah.
a sweet aroma?
Oh.
Ah. That's
I'm
enough right
you.
There to shout. Just to know that your praise is a fragrance.
Yes,
isn't
your praise
is awesome?
Huh?
I said, worship is a fragrance. go straight to the throne room, straight to his nostril.
And you know, the woman that released that, the oil and the apostles, they were like, what is the purpose of all this waste? She's wasting. We can sell this and we can get money. Jesus turns and says, what she's doing is noteworthy. It's acceptable to me. It is beautiful to me. Don't hinder her. It's like she's pouring out this expensive oil. And it's like the things that we go through, this is costly. We're real people that have real issues that need real solutions to real problems. It's no small things what we're going through. So it's costly when you send up that worship. When you love on him in the midst of all that, it's so noteworthy in heaven. It's no small thing, I'm telling you.
And I believe Sean, it was you that was talking, and I said, and it was a great analogy of when you were talking about your husband and how he could smell your fragrance. He could smell even when you weren't there. And to know that God smell us.
Oh, God.
Awesome. Man.
Yeah.
That is good.
I was
right
done.
There.
I was done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was lingering in the house. And it's like, can you imagine when we all get together, not just her by herself, but all of us as women of God with our different fragrances, and we send that incense up to the Lord, how beautiful that is to him.
Fill the throne room with the
fragrance. I'm telling you.
And Pastor Chris, it was one other thing I forgot to tell you when we were talking last night, but I just wanted to share this with the people. When you handed out the scarves and it had the frankincense and myrrh in it, and the aroma, because Pastor Lisa and I were talking about it as well, with the aroma, it's like what is, you know, that was going through the room just because of on the scarves, right? And then when we were in the midst of our worship, and I tell you, I take that scarf in the morning, and when I get up and I have my worship experience with God, and I'm going around my room and around my house just flowing with the scarf, and just to know that God is getting that fragrance. And then when I wrap that scarf around me, just kind of, you know, wave it around me, and it's flowing over me and over my head, I could feel the presence of the Lord, man.
Oh, God.
You talking
so
about
awesome.
Thoughts, man?
Yeah.
And just to know that's, you know, God is just encasing me. Have mercy.
My
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
I would love so much to one day teach on those different fragrances. And I believe it's the myrrh that they have to go to great depths in the ocean to scrape it from somewhere. It's not easy to come by, these fragrances. They are very costly, and some of them are hard to extract from where they're gotten from. I would love to teach on that because it's an analogy for us. And the things that we're going through, you're going through a sickness or you're going through a divorce, you're going through whatever, children and all that, those have different fragrances. When you send up that worship, it's, you know, that means something to God. It smells different. It's if you understand what I'm saying, it's so, so valuable to the Lord. And we're identified by our fragrance. And when, oh, man, the smell of victory. My God.
And can I just add to that is the one thing about worship and the fragrance, the enemy can't stand to smell you.
Yes.
Woo! He can't stand that smell because he knows that's worship.
Yeah.
So that's where you want to be, is in worship.
Mm-hmm.
He don't like that smell at all. It don't matter what fragrance is going up. He knows worship.
You know, that's a word right there. I don't know who was on this line, but that's a word because, you know, when we come up against people that don't like us for no reason, they smell.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That fragrance of the Lord. Oh, my God.
We see it in Scripture with David when he began to play and drove evil spirits away. And I've seen that in my life only twice, when I was in Trinidad. And I began, I never forget it because I used to love Rain Down, a song by Holy Spirit Rain. And I started singing that. The lady, she started screaming like as if she was being stabbed and ran. She could not sit under the worship. She had some kind of, you know, spirit, something adverse going on, and she could not sit there. So, yes, it drives away evil and adverse spirits. Absolutely. Absolutely it does. They can't stand it. Am I not liking you for some reason? You know, it's your worship.
The enemy in them can't stand it.
It torments them. Satan himself was the son of the morning. He had jewels and sounds and all these things. He was, you know, the top angel in heaven, and he was cast down. So, you know, of course he hates us. He doesn't hold that place anymore. He doesn't hold that place. My God.
What y'all know is so just amazing about God is that all the gazillions of people that are, you know, I know that's probably not a word, but all the masses of people that are on the earth or in the world today, and each and every one of us has our own fragrance.
Yeah.
And God knows each and every one of us individually, just like you know your child.
With your eyes closed, Yep.
And when you think about that, that is an awesome God.
Awesome God.
Yes, like you can hear your child calling you in a crowd when they say, Mom, and you know that's your child.
I even remember in the nursery after she was born, I said, that's my baby crying. She said, well, how can you? I said, go get her. I need to feed her. And I could hear Jordan cry over the other babies in the nursery. So how much more so our Father in heaven? Oh, my God.
Woo!
Woo! He loves us. He loves us. And I maintain women. I'm telling you, I maintain it. You can't disprove it. I believe we have a special place in his heart. The women of God. I really do. We give life. We birth. We're the first ones. We never betrayed Jesus in Scripture. Search it out for yourself. Not one woman betrayed Jesus in Scripture. Not one. We love Jesus. We love God. We open our hair. We pour out our tears. We love and lavish Him with love. We never betrayed Him. We have His heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He chose to come through the avenue of a woman, through the matrix.
Yes, He did.
Yes,
so knowing all that, keeping all that in mind, when you go forward and you worship, doesn't it make you look at things a little differently, knowing how valuable we are?
Yeah.
But you were the first ones that evangelized the word. The men will say, we carried
hiding. The word.
They were hiding and scared, and she declared, He is risen. First evangelist was woman. He is risen. Why look at thou? In this pain, because He's risen. We love Jesus. He loves us. Amen.
And you know, Pastor Chris, we carried the word from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Mary carried the word. The word was God. The word was with God. Mary carried God.
And
from
then
the
we, you know, we messed up in Genesis, but He said, you know what? I'm going to put enmity between your seed and Satan's seed. He said He may, you know, bruise your heel, but you're going to crush his head.
Huh.
So he's letting us know that we always going to have the upper hand against the enemy. He's letting us know in Genesis. You
win.
We're victorious. That's right. You win.
You win.
So my seed, my children, my seed, the words that I speak, because there's different analogies to seed, my seed is blessed.
Blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, wow. I'm done.
Oh, Lord, y'all going to make me shout. Y'all ready?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
You know, and another thing I have here in Matthew 18 and 26 is that when you worship, it cancels debt. There was a servant, when he began to worship, Jesus, it says it's in red, so we know Jesus said it, that his debt was canceled. He owed debtors. It's like there's a lot of things that's going on. I'm believing God for all these things when we worship. Healing, miraculous debt cancellation, and, you know, deliverance, and all these things, you know, removing burdens and healing bodies. And, come on, somebody.
Jesus.
Got demonic spirits trying to oppress you because we can't be, you know, possessed, but we can be bothered. I mean, they flee in the area of worship. Can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
While I messed around and found a principle that worked in God, I said, I'm riding this to the hilt. I'm going
to. Ride till the wheels fall off.
I'm going to ride it. And
I'm riding it with
the envelope. I'm riding. Let's go. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see this from glory to glory thing.
You ain't riding by yourself. That's for sure.
Praise
God. Oh, Jesus.
Ladies, we're just going to take a brief break. Victoria, if you're on the call, if anyone has any questions or want to go on the chat room, they can go ahead. Maria, you can speak about the announcements.
Does Victoria have anyone? Victoria, you have anyone before I do announcements?
No questions or comments at this time.
Mm. All right.
But you've got a lot of live callers. I hope you decide to open up tonight.
Look, folks, amen. Happy like we are. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. March 26th, SWP is on the road, ladies and gents. Mark your calendars. We are going to see the play Samson at Sight and Sound Theater, amen, in Strasburg, Pennsylvania, which all know sits right next to Lancaster or Lancaster, as they like to say. And we are going to also be going to the outlets as well as dining at Plain and Fancy. It's family style eating, amen. So pretty much all you can eat. And the food is absolutely amazing. And the great price for this entire trip is $145, which includes your ticket to the play, the bus, as well as your food. Now, any shopping that you do at the outlets, that's on you. We're not paying for that. Hallelujah. That $145 don't cover that. But you are welcome to just shop till you drop. You know what I'm saying? So we always have a wonderful time on the bus and fellowship. And, you know, we always have a lot of good things going. And so just come on out and join us. The deposit is $50. We will be departing from the Oxon Hill Park and Ride, which is located right by National Harbor and Tanger Outlets in Oxon Hill, Maryland. And we'll be leaving the lot at 8 o'clock. So we are asking that you be to the bus at 7:30 in the morning, amen, so that we can load up because the bus does depart on time. There's no five-minute lag. At 8, we're gone. So if you're there at 8:02, you're just going to see the back of the bus, amen. So we are asking that you come on out and join us. Like I said, the deposit is $50. The total cost is $145, and we're asking that everything be paid by mid-January. If you have any questions, you can reach us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. Again, that's sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Also, and let me pull it up, what we are starting as a result of the Weekend of Serenity is what we're going to call the Scripture for the Week. Amen. And the Scripture for this week, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The Scripture for the week, this week is coming from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And I'll be reading the King James Version, and then I'll read the New Living Translation Version. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The New Living Translation Version of it, it says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Amen. That is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And as we said, this is as a result of the Weekend of Serenity, because the whole thing was on transition. It was a theme that was going on and being transformed, and God just taking you through the stages, amen, of life, and trusting him through the midst of it all. But we start by asking God every day. It's an everyday thing, and you might even need to do it hour by hour, but it's an everyday thing. God, we want you to transform. We want you to transform us and renew our minds in you, amen, so that we can prove what is good and acceptable. Because God, we want to walk in your perfect will.
Hallelujah.
We want to walk as you called us to walk. So, amen. So each week we'll be bringing forth a scripture of the week for you to meditate on, go study your word, and just ask God to just give you revelation on how it applies to you. So this week it's Romans 12, chapter 2. Amen.
Amen. And can I also add, as far as one of the announcements, I will be at North Point at 6 a.m. on Saturday for school prayer.
Amen.
So anybody that's in the Waldorf area or in the DMV area that want to join me to pray for our students and our children all over the nation, not this area, but the high school students, the college students, elementary, it doesn't matter. Anyone that's in school, and it's at 2500 Davis Road in Waldorf, Maryland, and it's at North Point High School, and we plan to be there at 6 a.m. in the morning. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I think that's it for now. So we can continue on with the topic, and that's worship. Yes, worship.
I want to
God wants this. Worship.
My God.
He wants his people to worship. Many may not understand what worship is and why it's a need for worship, but when you really hear his heart,
yeah,
and understand and see how good he's been to you, and nobody else around you matter, you can't do nothing but praise him and worship him for where you are today, or for what he has done in your life, or for what he has brought you through, or for whatever sickness he has healed you from, or whatever debt he got you out of. You can't do nothing but worship. Worship is just lifting your voice up and lifting your hands and thanking him.
Amen.
Worship.
And many times we want to talk about the things, the challenges that are coming, we feel that are coming against us. But really, when we're worshiping God, we're praising him for all the many that didn't reach us.
Come on.
All right, amen, because he protected you from a whole bunch of stuff.
Amen.
Because the word says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So a lot of weapons may have formed, but they didn't prosper.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have to praise him for it.
Thank you, God.
So worship wanted it.
Yep.
He's looking for some real worshipers.
Amen.
You don't have to worship like I worship. You don't have to worship like Pastor Chris or Minister Wright. Find your place in worship. Your
mm-hmm.
worship might be going to sit on your front step and meditating on his goodness. And whatever happened from there, that's your worship.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You could walk down the street where you live at and meditate on how good he is and what he brought you through. If there's nothing else he did for done for me, I will worship him. He don't have to do nothing else.
Exactly.
And I will praise him.
And when you look out of the window or you're walking down the street, as she said, or driving in your car and you're looking at the beauty of the sky and the colors, you know, every morning just watching the sun rise and the colors in the sky is just amazing to me in and of itself. But looking at the trees and looking at the breeze on the leaves or the birds singing in the air, and you're commenting on how beautiful the sky is, the sun or even the moon at night when it's so bright or the stars shining bright, that is worship unto him too.
Amen. 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 You know,
okay,
I think the resounding message is we have to release a sound. We have to release our sound. We have to release our fragrance. The enemy wants to keep us, you know, keep things under and hidden. And God wants us to release. And when we release, you know, there's a blessing in all of that. We're getting healed in the process. Things are changing in the process. So, you know, I'm buying the enemy that will try to make people not even want to open their mouths or to express any type of sound in worship. And I believe, God, that we'll begin to release our individual fragrances to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see his glory, praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Chris, I like what you said about extending your hands.
Yes.
How when we extend our hands, we're surrendering all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a worship too. Just to extend your hands in the air.
Yeah, you're
saying,
saying
God,
it,
I give it all
saying,
to you.
Yes, yes.
And in return, by opening your hands, you're saying, God, I receive everything you have for me.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. You know?
Without releasing a sound, you're opening, you're expressing with your hands outstretched. Yes, I surrender. I receive. Fill my cup. Heal me. Do surgery. You know, everything. I'm so full tonight.
That's so exciting. And I was trying to get people to see that when you lift your, when you extend your hands, if you extend it all the way,
mm-hmm.
that's like everything. When you just put it short way, you only ask it for half. You know what
Ooh,
I mean?
That's
when
good.
You have your arms, your hands built bent at your elbows instead of just extending them straight up.
Yeah.
You said, okay, God, I only want half of what you got, but I want it all.
Yeah.
I want everything God got for me, and I want to give him all of me. So I'm gonna put my hands as high as I can.
And your head, yes, amen.
And my head.
Yep. Thank
and
you,
my
Lord.
Head.
Hallelujah. And you know the thing about it, when we begin to do that in the assembly, there's going to be another Pastor Chris there that's just starting on her journey, and she's going to see you do it, and she's going to mimic what you do, and that's going to cause agreement. The next person going to see it, and we're going to have some glory going on, because a lot of times people don't know what's going on, but, you know, faith declares, you know, listen, just be in agreement. Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Lift your hands. With your voice.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Chris, you know what's coming to me right now is, you know how you can be going through some hard times. Your kid may be cutting up. Your husband may be acting a fool, or your wife might be acting a fool, or whatever the case may be. Your money might be funny. Your job
mm-hmm.
might be
right.
kind of acting crazy. Wow. But if you can worship him in the midst of all of that and praise him for your job and praise him for your husband and praise him for your wife and praise him for your child and praise him for the debt that you in, to see him turn that thing around on your behalf.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's worship right there, when you can praise him and worship him in the midst of what you're going through, because everybody's going through something. Like right now, we can worship knowing that France has been hit.
Yes, yes.
And we know we stand on American soil. You better worship him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's a reason to worship him. People live that way for every day, you know, and now it's things getting tight. He's coming. We know he's coming. Now it's time to worship. It ain't, the time is near. We in the seconds, not the minutes, not the hour. We's in the seconds, and worship is needed. So now you've been warned. Warning.
My.
Is sound right now.
Hallelujah.
To worship him, because you don't know what's going to happen next. Can you worship him if something happened on the United States soil? Can you worship him when you don't have no food? Can you worship him when you can't pay your bills? Can you worship him when your husband walk out on you? Can you worship him when your wife died? Can you worship him when your children not doing what they need to be doing?
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Glory to God.
You have some time to get in practice of worship for these things happen in your life.
Mm.
You've been warned. That's all I know.
Mm.
Chris, we're coming to the end of the show. Can you praise us out with your worship? And we have to do it again next week.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, Pastor.
I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. And I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. We love you, Jesus. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. And I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. Hallelujah.
more than anything. Hallelujah. More than anything, Jesus. More than anything. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bless you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I trust you more than anything.
Whoa.
All I do. More than anything. Lord, more than anything. Oh, God. More than worldly wealth. Hallelujah. More than life itself, I do. Lord, I love you more than
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We praise you. Still this time together, Lord God, with your precious blood. Give everyone sweet rest tonight. Visit them in their sleep, Lord God.
Jesus.
We pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Peace.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.